This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it's been a long time coming, but the RAA have finally got their way, and there's a real-time fuel pricing app launched. I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA. Mark, how are you?
Very good, thanks, mate. It is a great day to have the app up and running.
So how does the app work?
Literally, what happens is anybody who sells petrol anywhere in the state has to put their data into a government database, and have to do it within 30 minutes of changing the price. And then apps can pull that data out into their apps, and everybody will know that the data that they're seeing is real and has been refreshed. So the My RAA app does exactly that, and it's free to everyone, whether you're a member or not. And what it does is it allows you to look at an area, you can put in your postcode or a road that you go down, and it'll do the thinking for you by actually identifying the cheapest fuel that you can see on your screen by turning that service station green. So it does some of that sorting for you. But, for regional people, this will be the first time that they've ever had complete data that they can trust, so that, if you're going from Piri to Port Augusta or one of those other, trips, you can make a decision where you buy your fuel, or if you're coming into the city, you can see if it's cheaper or dearer in the city and decide where you fill up.
Of course, REA have been pushing for this app for something like this for quite some time, and the government's response was making that information available for people who develop their own apps to use that information. Is this, I guess, the best case scenario, the REA just developing their own app?
Yeah, so it has been an ability for us to build it, but there's a couple of advantages, I suppose. It doesn't cost anything, and you won't get bombarded by third party advertising or anything like that. And as I said, it's completely over the state, and it's been very popular. It was launched on the weekend, and there's already been over 50,000 downloads of it. And what we're saying is that this is still only a two-year trial. The government have said, we'll trial it for 2 years. So what we're urging people to do is download the app and use it, one, so that they get the cheapest price, but so that the government see that it actually has been useful to the community and it's worthwhile keeping.
And I guess how helpful has it been? Have you used it yourself?
Yeah, I've used it on the weekend, and it is quite useful, and it's very simple to use. And as I say, literally, it is put in your postcode, you just put in the fuel that you normally buy, and that's once a sort of a set and forget. So if you're a 91 or a 95 octane, your car user, then you put that in, and then you either set to show you where you pick up your location and show you what's around you, or you can just put in a postcode if you want to know what's the cheapest in that whole area.
All right, so it not only tells you the prices, but what fuels are available at each service station.
Yeah, so when you go in and choose your fuel, it'll automatically search for those. But if you actually want to see what the prices of the other fuels that they sell at that site, if you just hover above that site, it'll bring up the whole menu of what they sell and what the prices are there as well.
Wow, so it sounds like a pretty nifty tool. Have you had positive feedback on it so far?
Yeah, very positive. It's been very positive and well received, and we'll be making sure that everybody over the next couple of months is aware of it and hopefully get into the habit of it. Just becomes part of their weekly petrol buying habit, that they just always look at that before they head off to buy the cheapest fuel.
No worries. So once again, where can people find the app to download onto their phones?
Go to just put in My RAA, and that'll bring up the fuel app, and then they just load that up. And if they haven't got a smartphone, they can get exactly the same information off of the RAA website, and just go into RAA fuel prices, and it'll bring you up the map. So it'll have the same functionality on the website as it does on the smartphones. So you'll still be able to see all of that stuff. It just happens, if you haven't got a smartphone, you'll be able to do that.
No worries. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Excellent. Thanks for your interest.
That was Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.